T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First, I'd like to say it was a popular war in 1965 and in 1966 and into 1967. And then we had the Tet Offensive in January of 1968, and that really turned popular opinion around. And one of the major reasons it did was because we'd already been there 2.5 years, and also because the Johnson administration continually told the American public that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hey, the enemy's hopes are bankrupt. And then, bam, the enemy's hopes weren't bankrupt at all. And obviously, this was going to go on for another 3 or 4 years. And after that, 50%, after the Tet Offensive, 50% of Americans thought it was a mistake. And by 1973, 80% thought it was a mistake. So one thing we can say about that war is, first, don't get involved. What we learned is don't get involved in a war that is not in our national interest or our national security. There was no issue about the Vietnamese coming across the Pacific and attacking the United States. So it was not in our national interest. The only reason we were involved in that war is because we were in the Cold War. And we were intensely anti-communist, and we could not tell. We could not tell between a nationalistic movement and a communistic movement, and of course Ho Chi Minh was both. But we couldn't tell. We weren't going to sit down and figure that out. And anybody who did, like George Ball, who was in that administration, he said, "Hey, wait a minute, we're riding on the back of a tiger here. This is a mistake." And LBJ said, "Oh, go on, George. You know, leave us alone. We don't want to hear this. Get on the team." So everybody gets on the team, and of course, we get a disaster. Another thing that we learned about that war is we should never get involved in a war in which we don't understand the culture. We're sending 19-year-old boys over there. I was 19 when I went over there in the United States Navy. What did I know about the Vietnamese people? Nothing. I've been back 3 times since, but I had no idea of their culture or their interest. Why would we ever think that another culture like their culture, which was 2,000 years old, would want to be like us? I mean, we continually think that. And we also have another legacy of that war, and that is the imperial presidency. I mean, I kept saying to my classes for years, you know, no baby boomer president will ever get us involved in another unnecessary war. And then here comes George W. Bush. What a disaster. He gets us involved in a totally unnecessary war against Iraq. Afghanistan was necessary. It was paying back for 9/11, getting the Taliban, and getting Osama bin Laden. But going into Iraq was a total disaster, and all we created was a failed state in the Middle East. And he was convinced, Bush was convinced, that, hey, they all want to be like us. They all want to be democracies. Well, they don't. And you can go around and say that 5,000 times and we won't learn it. So we have another thing is the imperial presidency. And finally, one of the biggest differences between that war and other wars is that after that war was, when it was about done in 1973, President Nixon signed the end of the draft and the beginning of the all-volunteer force. And consequently, what we've had ever since is a war without a draft, meaning that when I was in college, everybody knew somebody who was either going to go, somebody who just came back, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and everybody knew somebody. But now what has happened ever since we have the all-volunteer forces, we only have volunteers who go out and fight these wars. In other words, what we called the war in Iraq was the 1% war. Only 1% of the nation is concerned. The rest of the nation turns on the sitcoms.
My dad was in Vietnam, and he says when he came back from his service, the reception that he got was a lot different than the reception that many of these men and women get back from tours overseas. Back then, it was frowned upon to be in Vietnam. How has that changed?
What has changed? Well, first, the United States Army was absolutely terrible in bringing troops back. They didn't bring them back in mass. They brought them back one at a time, and they left them at the San Francisco airport. I mean, how stupid is that? Come on. At the beginning of the war, it might not be so bad, but after Tet Offensive, it is horrible. And the Army is really culpable for what they did to those people. I mean, that was terrible. When I came back, nobody wanted to know about it. It wasn't a big deal. They just said, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. What happened is all of a sudden, the United States had an off-volunteer force. And then Bush got involved in Desert Storm in 1991. And that was a colossal triumph. And I mean, all of a sudden, the American people go, gee whiz, this is our military. And George Herbert Walker Bush says, we kicked the Vietnam syndrome. Hooray, you know. And all of our military people now are they're coming back. I remember I was skiing. I was skiing in Salt Lake City in March of 1991. And here I hear everybody clapping and shouting, and everybody's going berserk. Wow, this is tremendous. Look at these troops coming through, and we're all clapping and everything. Now, that's the way to bring the troops home. I mean, come on. You bring them home in mass, and you bring them home, and you parade them. And, of course, that was a tremendous victory, Desert Storm, versus 1973 or 1975 when the South Vietnam government collapsed. I mean, it was a disaster, Vietnam, no matter how you look at it.
And what do our leaders in America need to do to make sure we don't enter another Vietnam situation?
I think what we have to do is we have to make sure that our leaders are getting us involved in only things that are of our national interest. That's the first thing. Only things that are in our national interest. The second thing is that we have to be, as George Herbert Walker Bush used to say all the time, prudent about the kinds of foreign affairs excursions we're going on. It can't just be for politics, and you really have to think about what happens to men and women at war. And we have seen with the Iraq war that 4,300 Americans died, but more than that committed suicide since that war has been over. Can you believe that? I mean, going door to door and, you know, going into a hooch or kicking down a door in Baghdad or whatever, this is traumatizing. And so we have lots of mental health problems because of that war in Iraq. We have to be very careful who we put in those kinds of places of danger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.